Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard Big Voice Man, John Lopez, Reginald Adetula, Figgy Fig hanging out with you. Speaking of Figgy Fig, not very far away from the mixtape.
Yeah.
I suffice it to say, I have it on good authority that it is America's favorite segment in all of sports radio.
No, no question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that, man.
Appointment radio, as they say.
Don't fact check me, though. some things we will get into, a power ranking of the teams that are remaining, I guess, the teams that are in the playoffs where the Texans fall. But a few things. Texans obviously practicing. It seems like haven't got an official report. But yesterday, everybody besides Shaq Mason practiced. And I have a feeling that that is what it looks like again, because I know I saw that I saw Danico Autry again. I know that he was limited yesterday, was practicing, those types of things. That was cool. And something interesting that was seen, I mentioned that Tank Dell kind of had, like, I think Vic Sarge was saying that Tank Dell was out there on the court saluting, you know, so he's out there just kind of generally bringing his spirit to the festivities as they practice indoors at NRG Stadium. But also, Jalen Petrie just kind of being around and close to the action, standing just on the sidelines and talking with MJ Stewart in something, in a video that I saw. Interesting if he, you know, if, I don't know how much game that he has to give to the other dudes, but like the dudes that possibly could step in that kind of, in that nickel back role in there on the defense. MJ Stewart is not the first one, I think.
But he could be in the mix.
Miles Bryant is typically the guy, or has been the guy of late. Possible that he could be in the mix, or just kind of giving him more game, or just generally talking to, I guess, your coworkers in that moment.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, MJ Stewart could easily be in the mix. It's the only question I have is regarding the defensive performance is how are they going to perform in that position?
Yeah, and how are they going to go about it? Yeah. Are they actually going to do the thing where they bring Kamari inside, or are they even going to, like I was asking ND earlier, do you think that they could, you know, kind of utilize that straight base and maybe kind of have Christian Harris or, you know, do some things against the slot, a slot player.
I just don't
player,
feel that against McConkie, though. I mean, obviously. But maybe against someone else in the slot. Yeah, it's going to be just situational.
Well, I mean, I understand you say against McConkie, and they try and get him into the slot as well, but I also know that this Chargers team likes to do a lot of, like, kind of 22 personnel or, like, you know, at least have two tight ends on the field in some sense.
Yeah,
instances.
And that's where he comes in.
I think that could be interesting. Some other kind of sports snooze as well, because we're just going to cover all the teams, I guess, real quick. Tari Eason, he's doubtful to play today in Memphis. However, there's video from our very own Adam Spillane of him warming up, shooting. So that's got to be good signs for this continued stretch, I think, as they finish out their road trip and head back home here soon. So that's good. And then also, I guess I'll circle around to this as well. We got some more arbitration or pre-arbitration agreements for the Astros. They get Isak Paredes done, I think $6.6 million. Is what he's going to get. So he does not, they'll avoid arbitration there. Chaz McCormick, $3.4 million and avoid arbitration there. And then Jake Myers, $2.3 million.
And just happening, Brian Abreu, $3.45 million as well. So they're doing work over at, I almost said Minute Maid.
Dykin Park. Yeah.
That's my first one.
You're welcome.
That's the first time I've said Dykin Park on the air. But anyway, they're doing some work and avoiding arbitration and all very reasonable prices.
Yeah.
You know?
And I mean, the numbers for these outfielders make it evident that, like, hey, there's still, not that the money will dictate what the playing time is, but, you know, the expectation, I think, is relatively measured, and you're still very much hoping that you don't have to see a ton of Chaz McCormick and Jake Myers. Although it does feel like they're still in on the Chaz McCormick experiment and experience. And
I mean, almost because they have to be.
I mean, It does feel like the party line was that last year was more anomaly than who he is, and that they believe him to be the guy that you saw in years prior, with at least with the stick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Still watching that space to see what outfield happens for the Astros, but they're handling business there. All right. One of the spaces that we will be watching and that we're continually watching and absolutely will be watching on 3:30 on Saturday, Texans versus the Chargers. And that begins the wild card weekend. Quite a few games. Only teams that will not be involved will be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions, as they have the number one seeds in the AFC and NFC respectively. But there's plenty of teams. You know, power rankings are nature as part of sports. And there's been power rankings put out about the the 14 teams that are in the playoffs. How do they stack up? How do we stack them up? Or how do you stack them up? 713-572-4610. And where do you stack the Houston Texans amongst the teams that remain in the NFL?
Look, it's power rankings. It's opinion. It's like, this is what we see. But I think there's some interesting things to kind of consider and talk about here. I think we all agree. I looked at three different ones yesterday, you know, from news outlets, sports news outlets, and they all had the same team, the number one best team in the power rankings. We all know who that is. It's the Detroit Lions.
Which is amazing considering like the amount of injuries that they have undertaken, but they've done such a phenomenal job of just kind of rebounding. And they're, you know, they're getting certain people back. I know like Alex Anzalone came back, and they have hopes for others to kind of return. But yeah, man, quite a testament to the ways in which coaching can come together. And I mean, just like having a certain level of depth, but coaching comes together and putting guys in a place to succeed. They've done that to an exceptional level.
And then the next three I always found interesting, because the next three on all of these power rankings were the AFC teams, the top teams in the AFC team, but they're all in different order. So I think it's going to be a hell of a finish. It's going to be, you know, obviously we're going to be watching, but it's going to be just, you know, really, really good football, really intense football, because some had some had Buffalo 3, Kansas City 4, Baltimore 5. Some had it the exact inverse.
All right, so let's do the experiment, because it's okay. Those three are clearly the next ones. We talk about the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills. What is your order in with those three?
I really feel, and of course, this is, you know, always dangerous because the Chiefs have won two straight Super Bowls. I really feel Buffalo is the next team, but there's a lot of run about Baltimore right now, and Lamar Jackson, and oh, he's 28, and remember you seen that graphic? You know, all these 28-year-old quarterbacks I'm like, come on, but. But I think they're in the mix. I think they're playing really good football, and I think Baltimore would be in the mix. I put the Chiefs third on the top three AFC teams, which means they're probably going
to
win another.
That's right. That's right. Because I was about to do the same thing. I go Ravens, Bills, Chiefs. I say that I'm falling for it again. That's fine. I'll fall for it. That offense is scary, and it only got scarier. And like the thing about it is, Lamar Jackson has become dialed in. One of the things last year that I think you saw that really kept them from getting over on those Kansas City Chiefs was that Lamar was. It felt like he was trying to prove something. Like he wasn't taking, you know, runs when they were available to him. He felt like he was trying too hard to throw the football. And I mean, they had some like misfortune with some fumbles in the red zone and such. It feels like he's lost that, or he's kind of put away that feeling of responsibility to, like, I got to prove something. Now he's out here hooping. In addition to having another terrifying monster in this backfield with Derrick Henry, where if you take too much energy and effort and attribute that to Lamar Jackson or what have you, here comes a six something, 250-pound
monster.
Yes, running at you. So yeah, man, that offense really is frightening. Plus, the defense has found a way to like level themselves out. That one scares me more than anything else. Then Buffalo and Kansas City. Well, here's the thing: Kansas City's doing it again.
Yeah,
where they just kind of they coast through, and it's like, are they going to talk about flipping a switch? Are they going to decide to be really good at this some point? And they're like, actually, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, what is it, playoff time? Okay.
So, yeah, I might be adding to the bulletin board material.
But yeah, and then there's some really interesting things. Of course, the next ones are NFC teams, Eagles and Vikings, by and large, on these three that I saw.
But in
the
that order, I agree.
Yes, but the next highest AFC team ranked at number 7 is the L.A. Chargers, above some other AFC teams, obviously. But a lot of respect for, let's face it, Jim Harbaugh.
So that's Chargers, what, at 7?
7.
That feels like that might be high, but yeah, that's a lot of
respect. Ahead of the Packers, ahead of the Rams, ahead of the Commanders.
I'd go Packers. I'd respect the Bucks. The Bucks, especially
Bucks are up there as well.
Recent form, Bucks have played some really good football. But yeah, Chargers right in there. That's
Harbaugh.
Yes, it's a lot of respect for Harbaugh, a lot of love from Justin Herbert, I think, as well. And this probably is what speaks to the I guess, disrespect, the national kind of narrative, because you're not just looking at one ranking here. You're looking at a few of
three of them. I had three of them open.
Where, I mean, this is, you have them here, and I haven't heard you mention the Texans yet. Like, this is,
well,
this is putting the Chargers in, like, the, I guess, right about at halfway point of all the teams in the playoffs. And I have a feeling that it's going to be a little while before we get to the Texans here.
Yes, it is, but there's something that really, I think, is telling. It's just kind of interesting to me, because then you go Packers in order, at least on the one that I'm looking at. They're all variations of this, but Packers, Rams, Commanders, Bucks, Broncos, and then this is what got me. Pittsburgh Steelers, 13, Texans last at 14 in terms of playoff power rank. The Steelers have lost four games in a row.
They have.
And they don't have they're not even sure if they have a quarterback again.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I disagree with that. And here are the stakes, right? And, whew, boy, it feels bad to be like, no, 13th over 14th, guys.
Yeah.
The defense, the Steelers defense is good. I don't think it's as good as the Texans defense.
I agree.
And when it comes to offensively, they are also explosive play merchants. If we're going to put it in those terms, you know, and so maybe at that point you're going with the experience of Tomlin. But one of the things we were talking about before the show is that Tomlin has had this really interesting issue that he is so good as a coach in elevating what have been not so flattering teams and roster constructions, that he'll take a team that probably doesn't have a business being in the playoffs and put them in the playoffs.
He's too good.
But once you get there, like, we have sorted out the bad teams, and you don't have a team that is good enough to go and actually contend. And so you end up in kind of this weird middle place where I know that Steelers fans, oddly enough, want to get him out of there. But you probably do need to find a time period where you actually are able to get a quarterback that you really like or load up somewhat, so that now you can elevate that to a higher level with Tomlin, as opposed to elevating so-so into, hey, this is playoff caliber, I guess.
Yeah, they can't even tank. They can't even be in the conversation for like a top quarterback in the draft,
right?
Because they're gonna be 500.
Yeah, they always gonna sneak in the playoffs, and that's how you end up with a Kenny Pickett.
And my thing on this is, like I said, there's just some various interesting things to me, specifically, you know,
13th, huh?
But people and coaches, especially, you know, talk about, oh, they disrespected us or this and that. Dude, that is total disrespect. Like, the Steelers are lost right now. And, you know, you talk about the quarterback position.
Well, if you talk about the last three games for the Texans, you can look up and say, ooh.
No, I get it. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They played some good teams, though.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah, because I don't think we had them going 3-0 against those teams or 2-0.
4-0, whatever.
Yeah. But that was the tough part of the schedule.
Man, Texans.
Yeah.
One way to fix all that.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
Another cliche. I mean, this is all just on paper.
Throw the record books out of the window.
Yes, sir. Let's do
that. Throw the records out the window.
Oh, let's do that.
I was from the 713. Why y'all discussing the 08 to 2013 Rockets? Yeah, man. Being in the middle, man. Like, that's the Steelers' plight. Thankfully, not the Texas' plight. But, yeah, man, all this is on paper as of right now. How you change this, you can make people feel real milky if you just get out here. We had a football game Saturday, 3:30, NRG Stadium versus the Chargers. You'll be able to hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. What is that, noon? 12:30?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, 12:30.
12:30, yeah.
With Sean and Seth at the southeast corner of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in that lovely, what is that going to be, like 45-degree weather?
That's a good question.
Hoodie time, man.
Hoodie weather, baby.
Football weather, baby.
I'm trying to figure out what hoodie I'm wearing, because we're going to be out here tailgating with the people. Figure, you coming with me?
Hey, I'm down.
All right, let's do it. We'll do that. You're listening to In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Speaking of Figgy, it's that time where we hand it over to Fig for the mixtape. What you got, Fig?
Yeah, man, I got an interesting question, man. What stats about your life would you like to see after your death? 713-572-4610. I got a couple things I want to see, and I want to hear from y'all, too.
Pro Stats Show. We do it next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Rodeo lineup will be announced tonight. And make sure y'all follow the stations on Sports Radio or on Instagram at Sports Radio 610. Follow me on Instagram too at The Figgy Figs.
Figgy Takeover?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna be in the building. I'm gonna be posting some content and all that stuff. So yeah, man. Make sure you give us a follow. So kind of stay.
It's a big
up,
day
man.
In Houston. It always is.
It is, man. Yeah. I see a lot of people walking around some cowboy gear and stuff, like cowboy hats.
Yeah,
like hats and stuff like that. So yeah, man. Stay tuned. But I got a question, man. I ran across this question from one of my friends, and I thought this was a great topic. Mm-hmm. I never thought about this a day in my life. But what stats about your life would you like to see after your death? And I got a couple things personally.
Like statistics.
Yeah.
Like he did this that many times.
Random. So I'm gonna go
like
through
like a Spotify Wrapped book for your life.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Yeah.
So I'm gonna go through my list and send them in 713-572-4610.
Hours spent procrastinating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So so one of mine is. I would like to know the women I had a chance with if I would have made the first move.
Oh, good answer.
Dude, that's a great one.
Man, I'd be so sick, bro. I'd be out here missing signals like crazy.
You were interested in me?
That was the one.
Oh, man.
Have y'all ever been in this situation where, like, and I know some of our listeners have, like, years later, like, after Facebook gets here and all that stuff, or Twitter, or Instagram or something, like, there's this woman that you or girl back then that you knew that you were just kind of like, hey, what's up or whatever, like becomes your friend, is always answering your questions and liking your stuff. I'm like, what is this about? She like into me?
The worst is when I used to have a crush on you back then.
Yeah,
like, no, you did not.
I did not know that.
Yeah, thanks for sharing with me right now.
Right now, it's time to keep it to yourself.
Yeah, like, why would you tell in front of my wife? Why would you tell me that right now?
That's a great stat. How many, like, if I only knew. Now, everything works out for a reason, and we're all happy in this room. I don't know about Reggie. You're
deeply unhappy.
your love life. But, it's like, really?
Yeah. So I want to know that stat. Mm-hmm. Another one I want to know is how many people I met in passing that ended up being millionaires? So just random people that I came across and either before or end up becoming, like, filthy rich. I want to know all those people that I was even around.
What would you do with that information? Just curiosity?
Yeah, just kind of curious. Like, oh, it was a guy I met, when I was working on the street team, and I was at a bar.
Now
I
he's just the CEO of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he was the CEO or something like that. Or that man became rich. Or somebody just had a conversation with in the elevator. So now that man is filthy rich. Another random one. I want to know how many hours I slept throughout my whole life. Like, what are those hours?
I want to know, from my previous life traveling so much, how many hours I spent on an airplane.
You spent a lot.
Oh, man.
So frustrating. Like, it's got to be in the thousands.
It could be.
That just feels like such a waste. I mean, obviously, it's great experiences and all that, but just sitting on an airplane.
I would like to know how much money I made my entire life.
Okay.
There's probably a way to find that out.
Nah,
I'm talking about like from being a kid. Like your uncle giving you $10.
Oh,
how much
birthday money?
Actually, in general. A good subsection is just like how much of that money did you waste before you got like a real job? Because I swear I told my little brothers all the time, I was like, look, man, going through high school and stuff, I saw me and my friends and stuff where you have like a high school job and you ain't got no responsibilities. And it comes in and it goes out and you're just like, you get to college, you're like, or you get to, after college or whatever, you get into the real world and you're like, damn, I wish I had that money. How much money was that actually that you would have had if you just like been smart and saved?
Probably a lot instances? For most of us, more than you imagine.
Yeah. I also want to know how many, this was a little cheesy though, but how many people I've impacted on the positive side?
Yeah,
no, that's good.
No, it's cheesy.
So
it's
at the
good.
End of it all, like, I want to see how many people like, yeah, you know what? Me talking to Figgy that one time. Like, that really helped me out a lot. I want to know how many people.
No, that'd be a great one to know.
Along those lines, someone from the 281 said, how many people I made laugh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. Also, I want to know how many pounds of crawfish I ate throughout my life.
Oh, boy. That would
be a lot.
That would be an awful lot. I'm thinking of the foods that I just my whole life, just probably.
How many gallons of beer you drink?
Thousands
you
of
drink.
Pounds. Well, I was thinking foods, but yeah, beer would be on the
how
list.
How many pounds of spaghetti? Now, how many gallons of milk? I would like to see the disparities.
Here we go.
I want to know just how many of y'all are milk drinkers to that extent, milk drinkers.
Yeah. Like mine is like, as you guys know, just like Mexican sweet bread, pan dulce, and cheese. I just devour that stuff. I can't walk by them.
Yeah. Some more on the list that some funny ones I came across was how many times I almost died without realizing it.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. And then let me get the cut up. Let me get the all 22 of the situation where you just like, oh wow, yeah, it was right there.
Oh, like, oh damn, I would have been right there with Tupac. I was supposed to be at that intersection.
I can think of one right off the top of my head. The Atlanta bombing. I walked through that plaza 5 minutes before it went off.
That's wild.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's scary.
Like 5 minutes.
Man.
Yeah.
I want another one is top five songs you listen to and plus how many times you heard each song.
Oh, the real Spotify.
Oh, which song have I heard the most?
In life, yeah.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times your body successfully destroyed a cancer before it could take hold?
Okay, I don't know how much I would, that one I would like to leave wherever it is.
But it probably does happen a lot.
No, I'm certain. Yeah, I'm certain.
It happens a lot.
A lot of people from the 832, I appreciate this one for the way that you said it. You're not the only one, but I love the way you put it. How many pounds of Mary Jane I've smoked?
Oh, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for texting in,
Rick James.
I couldn't even get it out. Yes, Rick James.
What about gambling results?
Oh, at the end. Lord.
Oh, how many units you up or down? Let's be honest, down?
I think everyone is down. Not everyone. Somebody's won the lottery. But I mean, like, most people who like regular gambling are probably down. But I would like to know what that, you know, what the disparity is. Because you do have some good days, too, now.
Yeah. Good days, the bad days. Yeah. The good Lord be up there, be like, wait a minute, you spent this much on gambling?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. From the 281, want to know if I ever met a murderer, but only they know that information? Like, so just how many times you passed by or, like, ran an interaction with somebody?
A serial killer or somebody like that?
That's crazy.
I like this figure. This is good.
How many diapers I changed? Somebody put that.
Yeah,
I got a good number. In there, don't you?
Yeah, you got three kids.
I got three kids. Changed a lot of diapers.
So multiply that by like 4,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to one. But yeah, I thought that was an interesting question, man. I never really thought about it like that. We do that with sports a lot. At the end of their career, we kind of go through their stats and stuff like that. But I wish we could do something like that.
How many like times did you almost pull the trigger on something, but you didn't? And it would have been like big time for you.
Like whether a jackpot.
Like a house that you almost bought and you're like, nah. And then it turns out to be in a neighborhood that, or whatever, you know, like.
How would you even calculate or quantify? Yeah. That's the only thing.
Like, you're near misses of like a booming success. That's, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Kind of like you and Dale.
And Dale. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly like me and
Dale. That one's still over your head. How many times you've cussed? How many times? I want a word breakdown. I want how many times you've used certain words or phrases.
I think F is top of my list.
As far as cuss words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just general words. He uses that word more than
anything else. Yeah, mine is probably, I'm always saying damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man.
I like that.
So, Arian Foster, he'll be representing the Houston Texans, or coming out the tunnel on Saturday against the Chargers. And he was on this podcast. So he got a podcast called Macrodosing. And it's a Barstool podcast. Mm-hmm. And he actually talked about how he got the phone call from the Houston Texans. And this is how that sounded.
I got a text from their people, and they want me to lead the team out of the tunnel for the playoff game. And so.
All right. So you're all in on the Texans this weekend?
Am I all in?
You're leading them out onto the field.
But see, that's it. When they ask me to do it, I'm like, why would they ask me to do it? They know I'm not like a rah-rah type of cat. I'm gonna lead them out. Like, I'm gonna carry a whatever the flag or whatever. But I've never been like the hoorah, like, let's hype them up. I'm just gonna lead them out on the field and like show love. Like, I'll do that. if they're asking me to, like, I'm not like a raw. I've never, I don't like it when I play. So why would I, you know what I mean?
But no speech.
Nah, man, what the f*** am I saying?
This game of inches, these inches are all around us.
The greatest speech of all time.
Hey, the greatest speech of all, well, football speech of all time.
He's got a namaste, right?
I kind of like this from Arian Foster. I'm glad he's not really like a rah-rah type of guy. He's just so laid back. And he's so humble, too, because it's like, dog, you need to be in the ring of honor if we be in, if we want to have this real conversation.
Oh, and he should have been already.
He should be. And he's just sitting there like, man, I don't know what I'm going to say. I guess I'm going to
But that's him.
Yeah. And also he had another clip where he was just like, hey, can I bring my kids, too?
Oh, that's cool.
And they're like, yeah, they can shoot off the cannon. And he's just saying, like he kind of like tiptoeing around the organ. Mm-hmm. Like, dog, you're Arian Foster, man.
He's the greatest there's ever been here that position.
I kind of love that about him because you got some people that, you know, a JJ would just walk in. And
oh,
just,
yeah.
You know, own the place.
He's like, what the hell am I going to say?
Yeah, he's just like, I don't know what. Well,
by the way, Arian Foster, Hispanic.
Arian?
No, you know, he's Mexican American.
Did not realize that.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just.
Who is it?
His mom. Mom. Full blooded. Mm. From Mexico.
That's why you got that good hair.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
No, but yeah, I just enjoy him being him. You know what I mean? Like somebody on the text line said, I don't want Aaron carrying the flag out because of soundbite. Never thought of him as all out Houstonian type person. I think he's just a reserved dude. Like,
yeah. Well, the organization made him turn too.
Yeah.
You know, so there was a lot of factors.
Yeah, and he always been laid back. Like, I got a chance to talk to him a couple times just about life stuff. Mm-hmm. And he kind of looked at playing in the NFL as kind of like a job a little bit where, you know, right. I'm here to do my job. And once he retired, then he kind of like stepped away.
Good for him.
Yeah. It's a lot of players that's like that, that they do their job. They make a lot of money for their family, generational wealth type thing. And it just kind of just go on and do other stuff they're interested in. Yeah. Like, you want to rap.
I love that album, by the way.
Mm-hmm. That's a great album. My hot take is I felt like that album was better than the J. Cole album that came out around that time.
Woo!
That's my hot take.
I'm going to have to go think on that one.
Yeah, but salute to Bobby Fino, man.
Yeah, man. Right.
I can't wait to see him on Saturday. Also, salute to Jameis Winston, man. He had a birthday earlier this week. And in honor of that, I just love playing some Jameis Winston stuff. Yeah, I think this was Cam Jordan. Was this Cam Jordan? I think Reggie sent this clip to me.
Yeah, it was Cam Jordan. They played together with the Saints.
Yeah, so this was his story talking about Jameis Winston just being one of those dudes that could do anything.
It's going to stick current because I love everything he'd be talking about now. What's going to take to win the game? Unwavering faith. It doesn't take the lights, the camera, the action. It takes all action, individual action. There was times where he wasn't the starter, you would still be like, did you really say that? And he's so serious, like locked in. We played him that game. They eat the W. That was our game. Deshaun Jackson in the back, Quan Alexander. Guys like looking at him like, what the hell? And he's like, hey, what we got to do is win. We're going to win. Hey, everybody wants a W, right? You gotta eat that. And the moment he went here, you see Deshaun Jackson in the picture like, get out! Nah. But had they won, they would have eaten dubs for the rest of the season. Fan base would have been, eat a dub. The moment you have a conversation with James, you understand that's the guy you want in a bar fight. That's the guy you want at church. That's the guy you want at the house playing cards. That's the guy you always want in your corner. If we're about to drive to the mall, he's already in the driver's seat and he doesn't know where the mall is yet. If you need somebody to ride with you, Jameis is that guy.
That's great.
I think that's so accurate too. So
did he call him like a dog bait? Like he basically like
he's a loyal guy.
Yeah, he said that's the guy you want,
golden retriever right there.
That's the guy.
Where
you
we
want.
Going? Let's go.
You that's the guy you want at a bar fight. That's the guy you want at church.
Yeah,
man,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and here's another clip. Here's a clip him actually on the boat fishing.
Whoa.
And you might take a couple notes from this, John Lopez.
I just love how excited. Fishing. Now I'm interested.
Sit up a little bit here.
Yeah, yeah. So this is Jameis Winston actually talking to a fish.
Oh, well.
This is a redfin herring I'm holding right now. And as you know, he's wobbling. Wobble with me. He isn't able to talk because he is an amphibian. No, he's a fish. I'm sorry. Have you seen SpongeBob? You see a lot of redfin herrings, but you don't see them get caught a lot. Redfin herrings. Redfin. fin herring, not red fin, a thread fin. If you look at this, the fins, you can see a slight thread coming out.
All of a sudden, he's an expert.
Here, to explain the significance of thread fins. I just literally made that up.
No kidding. Yo. No kidding. So he's like, red fin herring. Oh, it's a thread fin herring? Okay, the reason it's a red fin herring, let me explain this to you. Hey, you didn't even know what it was called.
Hey, now you got to get on the Bite Me podcast, man.
I would be.
Wow.
Talk don't ask fishing. Me twice.
Talk some fishing with Jameis Winston.
That would be a blast.
Cam was 100% right, because he was just like, he'll jump into it. It don't matter if he knows what he's doing or not. He's like, thread fin, yeah. I see the thread right here. That's just clearly why it is. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know Jameis. He's just excited. He's excited to be a part of things.
Oh, man. He's one of one. Yeah, that one's used a lot, but he is one of one.
Yeah, ain't no other ones like that.
Man. Salute to Jameis Winston. Happy belated birthday and many more, man. Maybe one day he could be the backup to C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for him to come here and replace Davis Mills and be the backup.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
can
man.
You imagine?
Oh, hey, God. Screw C.J. Stroud. We want to talk to Jameis Winston.
Can you imagine team Bible study?
Oh, man.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Him and C.J. going back and forth?
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's Shaq and Penny right Woo! There.
Woo!
Man.
Bible study will be incredible.
That's like Snoop and Tupac on American Gangsters, man. Imagine them going back and forth talking about the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right. That is another fantastic edition of Figgy's Mixtape here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday. Coming up next, we're getting ready to catch up with our fellas of the drive. They're actually out of the Buffalo Wild Wings in Cypress. If you want to go see them, we'll check in with them here in a second, and we'll get you ready for a little bit of college football playoff. We got a big one tonight, Notre Dame and Penn State. We'll talk about that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetua.
Yeah, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 for a few moments more. Getting ready to hand it off to our fellas on the drive. Clint and Ron broadcasting on this Thursday from the Buffalo Wild Wings in Cypress. Thirsty Thursday, getting popping out there. Find your way out there to hang out with them boys. Maybe watch you a lot of good sports after the show, too, because...
it's happening.
We got... Rockets playing in Memphis. They're playing tonight, 7. We'll get the announcement of Rodeo as well. But then this game that we are currently looking at, kind of some preview type stuff for, it is Notre Dame versus Penn State in the Orange Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's the words that I was looking for. The Orange Bowl tonight as around 7, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, a little after.
That'll be a really fun game, man. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for it. How are you feeling about that game?
Look, I didn't place my bet, on Notre Dame just to be cute or gut feeling or whatever. I like what Notre Dame does on both sides of the ball. Now, I do have to correct something here. I said that the reason I picked them is not just because I like the way they're playing offensively, defensively. Riley Leonard seems to be kind of getting, he's getting things, really going, been clutch player and all that. But I did say to me they were like the most complete team. Well, that's kind of changed with Ohio State.
No. Yes. Not kind of.
I think Ohio State is looking like the most complete team.
Absolutely.
But coming into the postseason, that's why I went ahead and got behind Notre Dame. And I just feel, that they've been able to make the plays, win the games. The draw has not been bad. Like, if you're drawing up a Final Four, the team you want to face is Penn State. Not that they stink, but, they're prone to make some mistakes. They're not an altogether overwhelming squad. They're good in the trenches, but, for these four teams, they're fourth.
And there's a little question on if they're like really well-regarded pass rusher will play in this one. And that's going to be – I mean,
Carter.
Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
He didn't play in the previous game against, what was that? Penn State. That was against Boise. But I mean, hey, that's that game, right? This is a little bit different, regarded game. And you get to this place and, man, Notre Dame has some things, some ways in which if they get running the football, particularly with Riley Leonard as well, they can make you pay. Although, They're not pushing the ball downfield. That is the thing that could hurt Notre Dame. It's like, hey man, if you're in this the slugfest rather with Penn State, and you do that could put you in a bad place.
Their secondary is great. Their trench play on both sides of the ball is great. I like their odds tonight, to answer your question. And then, hey, just give me a puncher's chance, you know, against the other squad, whether it's Ohio State or Texas.
Yeah, that's also something that I'm with you as well. It feels like this one's going to be a tight game, I imagine, as a 6-7 matchup. But I'm leaning towards Notre Dame. So, Sean Pendergast, if you are listening, you have the support of In the Loop forever, whatever that is worth.
maybe it's a jinx.
Oh, that would be fun. That'd be fun because I get to laugh at you and Sean.
Yes, you do.
Because I don't really have any stakes in this one in particular besides entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be entertaining. Somebody said, is that nationally televised? I think that's an ESPN one. I
mean, oh, like, sure it's absolutely nationally televised.
Nah, they got college football in the chokehold.
Yeah, man, that's especially the college football playoff. Speaking of the college football playoff, like as an entity, I feel like this is just like a weird thing that that came up at one point that I was wanted to throw at you at one point and see like just how you feel. Mm-hmm. So the Rose Bowl was one of the quarterfinal games. It was Oregon and Ohio State, and it went left.
Got out of hand quickly.
It went left very quickly. Well, the Rose Bowl still has a relationship with the Pac-12, right? Mm-hmm. Like they, you know, create the, you know, if you're not familiar, the bowl games historically have had tie-ins with various conferences and have relationships and contracts signed so that there's some money that trickles from the game to these conferences. Well, that association still exists for the next 2 years with the Pac-12, with the Rose Bowl. And so that deal is $50 million per year for the next 2 years as part of the agreement with the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only two teams in the conference.
That's some good money.
Pretty good money for good Washington money. State and Oregon State. And even better money when you consider Oregon State then got $25 million for this year's Rose Bowl, in which their rival, Oregon, got smacked by Ohio State.
That's pretty sweet money right there. And why not? I mean, that's something that they couldn't get out of. I mean, if you're still in the Pac-12.
Those are the two teams. So, hey, that's good, a good $25 million if you can get it, right? A very good way of doing it. Obviously, beyond that, good luck to the Pac-12 and whatever they ultimately decide to do reorganization-wise because they have to find some way to be viable. But at least for the time being and this year, I imagine that $25 million is pretty sweet. I turned to the text line. Somebody said, Reggie said, them boys, you're not in Dallas anymore. Put a quarter in a jar.
Ruling. Oh, no, that was ruling. A generic. That was ruling. A generic.
I felt like that was pretty generic.
Yeah. Come on.
That was not like
plus, you didn't say them cowboys. You didn't say them boys.
Yeah. I mean, do people on the radio up in Dallas say them boys?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt like that's.
I thought that was like just a generic.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, if largely text in 713-572-4610, if that's a violation, I will put a dollar in the Texas helmet as good. I have been. To make sure.
Now you've been doing a pretty good job.
Thank you,
man.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I still owe I do need to go to the ATM. I do owe some cash.
Yeah, you had a nasty one. Well, it was a couple.
Oh,
weeks
he had
ago.
The worst one. Yeah,
I'm putting in five for that one.
Yeah,
I'm putting in five for that one. I promise. Look. Let's see if we can get an additional ruling from the fellas of the drive who are out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Cyprus. It is Clint. It is Ron. Fellas, what's it looking like?
It's looking beautiful, man. It's playoff edition here. And as you said, we are in Cyprus. We had a good time in here a couple of weeks ago, and we'll have a good time in here as well. And it's a playoff edition of Thirsty Thursday, and we got stuff to hook you up with. First off, we got playoff swag for anybody that comes in the door. We got rally towels. What else we got over
koozies.
There? Got koozies over there. That ain't a bad one. And then you got a chance to win an autographed helmet from Derek Stingley Jr., the most recent Pro Bowler. You got a chance to win an autograph, and this ain't a little one, Lopez. This is a game size helmet autographed by Derek Stingley Jr. and a football autographed by Tank Dell. Tank Dell was at practice today. I saw a lot of people in the media was able to see him, but you get an autographed football from Tank Dell and many other things as well. All you got to do is come out here to Cyprus and come hang out with us and have a good time on this Thirsty Thursday.
Derek Stingley made the players all pro team.
They did.
He sure did.
So let's see if we can get that all pro sting that's fully realized. Mm-hmm. Fellas, I need your help in a ruling. So, and I don't even remember what the full context of it was as I said it, but I used the phrase them boys and someone on the text line, as you guys know, I've been putting money in this helmet over here if I'm violating and doing things that are like Dallas related when I should be doing Houston things. And somebody said that you're not in Dallas anymore. You got to put money in the helmet. Do you believe that them boys, as used, can it be used generic, or is that definitely a Dallas Cowboys thing that I have to put money in the helmet for?
Well, I need some context. I need some context.
Do you guys remember what I said?
Were you talking about the Cowboys?
I wasn't. But I did say them boys, and I think
no, them boys. No, that ain't that, that ain't yeah, just that ain't to the Cowboys. No. Save your money.
All right, I appreciate it. Our question of the day earlier today was pursuant to just kind of things that are said, cliches and phrases. What is the cliche or phrase that just drives you up the wall specifically, if you can find some in sports? And we know Lopez hates "it is what it is," and that's why we pepper him with it. Are there any that come to mind for you, fine fellas, that you're just like, hey, I'm sick of hearing this one?
Oh, mine is when you say you're going to play whatever sport it is, you're going to play this type of football, and you put the team name in front of it.
Oh, Texas type of football.
Oh my God, that drives me insane. And every man, we just got to get out there and we got to play Rockets basketball. Is what we got to do. Oh, I just hate that. Like you just. That one, Andy, we have the greatest fans in the world. Like when you move from team to team, like, oh, we got the greatest fans in the world. Like, okay. You just said that last year when you were with the Bucks.
Yeah. Like, hey, why are you being mean to Russell Wilson like that? Yeah. He didn't do nothing to you.
The real thing means it.
He means everything. He is entirely sincere, which makes it even worse.
Honest to God, I think he's just goofy.
Well, absolutely. Y'all just got to do the drive kind of radio, man. That's all you got to do.
We got to do, man. Do our drive, the drive it, radio man. Right there every time. Yeah, those two get on my nerves right there.
Mm-hmm. Clint, is there one for you?
Oh, there's a bunch of them, but I mean, off the top of the head, I don't have much for you. I didn't hear it. I wasn't ready for it. I know right now. All we got to do is execute stuff. I don't know if that necessarily fits the deal here, but
that does count.
Right now, I am just absolutely fed up with every week, boy. All we got to do is execute. We're close, man. All we got to do is execute.
It's about us.
Yeah, it's about us, man. I don't know if that's 100% true there.
Well,
so.
I agree.
Well, right now it's about y'all. The drive's about to get going.
All we got to do is execute, baby.
That's right. Execute.
4 hours.
4 hours of execution coming straight at you. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, live from the Buffalo Wild Wings of Cypress, the drive is live.